This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, let's get ready. Let's go. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root is your host, and he will be here at the top of the hour. For those of you who are keeping score at home, paying very close attention, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get the first hour to warm you up and get you all fired up by the time Wayne gets in here. Then it's Home Run City. So thank you all very, very much for all the great emails and the Facebook messages and reaching out to me every time I am on. Thank you very much. Chris down there in Texas, Dallas to be precise, pushing all the buttons and making it go. So it's all about impeachment right now. Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. So let's do impeachment by the numbers. Trump is now the first president in history to be impeached twice. The first go-around was 2019 for abuse of power and obstruction. In America's 245-year history, there have only been four presidents impeached: Andrew Johnson, Bill Clinton, and now Donald Trump. Everybody thinks Nixon was impeached, but he was not. He resigned prior to being impeached and prior to being convicted of that impeachment. On the vote on Wednesday, it went 232 for impeachment, 197 against. Mostly along party lines, although 10 Republicans did defect and voted for impeachment. Trump has now received the most impeachment votes, 232 in history, more than Clinton got in 1998, and he got more this go-around than the last time he was impeached. The vote took place with troops in combat gear in the halls of Congress, just in case another unruly mob attacked the Capitol. And in case you were curious, the Senate trial can actually happen even after Trump leaves office, but it would require a two-thirds vote to convict, so more than a dozen Republicans would have to join, which I don't think that they will get. So essentially what we're talking about now is a gigantic waste of everybody's time. Your tax dollars, my tax dollars. Biden, let me tell you something. Biden should get on the phone right now. If Biden was a true leader, he would get on the phone right now and he would call Nancy Pelosi and he would say, knock this off. I want to get down to my business, okay? I want my business to be the first business at hand, not Trump. But Biden doesn't have the stones to do this. He doesn't have the stones to stand up to anybody. He's not going to stand up to Nancy Pelosi. But they talk about bringing the country together. I mean, what better way to bring the country together than to forgive, if you will, whatever impeachment concoction of charges that the Democrats draw up against Donald Trump? If Biden did that, it might go a long way to making middle America feel a little bit differently. But big picture, I don't suspect that Nancy Pelosi will stop this crusade to try to decapitate Donald Trump. I don't suspect that to be the case. I wanted to play a couple of cuts of audio today because there's a few things going on out there that I think are worthy of your ears. Okay? So, as you know, there were arguments going back and forth as to whether or not to impeach or not to impeach. And I thought one of the most powerful arguments came from Matt Gaetz. And he went a long way in describing the hypocrisy of the left.
The bipartisan caucus condemning the violence that we saw at our Capitol, but the hypocrisy is just downright disorienting. President Trump called for protests that would be peaceful and patriotic. He got labeled a national security threat. Yet the gentlelady from California can call on her supporters to get physical and in the faces of Republicans, and she gets the chairmanship of the Financial Services Committee.
How about that?
Republican members of Congress utilized a process contemplated in the Constitution to offer an objection, and we were labeled seditionists. Democrat members of Congress raised funds for groups attacking our police, burning our cities, destroying our businesses, establishing autonomous zones, and they were celebrated as justice warriors.
I got to stop for a second here. I know this is an argument that's been thrown around out there, and I haven't been talking about this. Probably I haven't been talking about this enough, and I need to talk about it a little bit more. He is so right on this. Now, I know maybe you're comparing a certain type of apple with a different type of apple, but you're definitely comparing apples to apples. And what I mean by that is we're talking about the media and politicians and how they view acts of aggression and violence. Okay, it doesn't necessarily have to be the same exact acts of violence to compare each other, right? In other words, when you report for CNN and you tell America, as you're reporting on CNN, that it's a mostly peaceful protest, while behind you, a church is on fire, that's hypocrisy. The idea that that network or politicians that surface on that network often do not condemn or did not condemn those acts of violence, yet are right there when the lights are on and the red light of the camera is shining bright and they get in front of America and they tell everybody how horrible the folks who stormed the Capitol were. But they never said anything about Black Lives Matter and Antifa burning down cities this summer. Again, apples to apples. It's very similar. Okay? The crux of it may be different. The reason why there is fire and destruction may be different. But you should always condemn this kind of activity. You can't selectively condemn it. And that's what's happened over and over again in Washington for both the political parties that are at each other's throat and this media, which has become just embarrassing. For somebody who I guess I would consider myself a member of the media, I always try to distance myself from that. But the dishonesty from the media for me is appalling. Let's listen in to a little bit more.
Wednesday, they called for unity, democracy, and healing. Now, just days later, seeking power and political advantage, the Democrats have reverted to the mean. They've gone back to their natural state, the party of impeachment, removal, and division.
Bingo. It's all about division. It's all about this giant rift that has been created between the right and the left. So I think you got to buckle up, guys. I think the next 4 years are going to be very difficult to navigate. Very difficult to navigate because I don't know if there's a middle ground to be found between the Republicans and the Democrats. There are some issues, I'm sure, that they can have conversations on, but for the most part, they're already throwing out legislation to talk about curtailing your ability to buy ammunition. They're talking about changing immigration policy, allowing amnesty, all of that. It's all going to come to a head in the next 100 days. It's going to be the beginning of what they want to do as far as a transformation of this country. Your rights, your constitutional rights, they will attempt to trample on those. Anybody that says anything different isn't paying attention. All right, before I run out of time, I want to play you another cut of audio, which is a flat-out embarrassment. Once again, as a member of the media, to think that somebody would say this about a war hero.
Of the people who were storming the Capitol saying, the president told us to come here.
Right.
That is happening. I mean, that is video. There's video of this. It is just exhibit A of the reams of evidence that we have. There's one other thing I want to share.
But just one other thing. That's relevant. What you're saying right now is relevant because Congressman Brian Mast, a Republican from Florida, who lost his legs, by the way, fighting for democracy abroad, although I don't know what his I don't know about his commitment to it here in the United States.
So Jake Tapper essentially just said that the double amputee and the Purple Heart recipient, Representative Mass, who gave up everything just about in fighting for the freedom of this country and democracy, was just minimized and minimalized by Jake Tapper. That is pathetic. That is absolutely pathetic. That is your left-leaning media. And by the way, prior to him speaking, that was CNN trying to spin a narrative where they happened to find a handful of people who were looking for the next tweet from Donald Trump to tell them what to do, which was just a bunch of absolute garbage. So I don't know how we continue to let big media like this get away with it. I don't know what we're going to do about Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all of the tech giants, which are limiting your ability to communicate and limiting your free speech. I think that there's got to be a better mousetrap that's built. I hope somebody comes along and throws out a server farm and somebody does something and one-ups Facebook. But man, you got to ask yourself, what the hell has happened here in the last 100 days? And I think I mentioned this on Tuesday. It's Big Brother. They are watching everything you do. They are trying to control everything that you are. And there is going to come a breaking point, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know when that is, but it's coming. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Don't you go anywhere. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
I'm Wayne Allen Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com, and click on the red button.
Hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King king-size pillows only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Raw and unfiltered.
America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody's ever listened to this show knows I'm the biggest fan of Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy, and I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on five now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as 200 and change per month, and for a family, $500-$600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna. And they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It was ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Couple of facts about last Wednesday. Just quick facts. So on September 18th, 1793, then President George Washington crossed the Potomac River. He was shadowed by an entourage of volunteer soldiers from Alexandria, and in the midst of a celebration, the nation's first commander-in-chief actually set the cornerstone block at the southeast edge of the United States Capitol Buildings Foundation, a building that's considered across the globe as a symbol of our republic and a cradle of democracy. Over two centuries later, broadcast to the world in living color on cable news networks. This splendid structure, arguably the most architecturally exceptional building in the country, was ransacked. The surreal image of a frenzied would-be conquering army celebrating on the Capitol steps is something only a big blockbuster movie studio in Hollywood might have previously conceptualized. The Capitol building is political holy ground, everybody. It's a shrine to freedom and self-governance forged by the sweat and grit of our founding father, George Washington. And now it's tarnished forever by the anarchy of January 6th. I don't know where you stand on whose fault it is, and I'm not even going to get into that right now, whether you think it's Trump's fault or not. But the truth of the matter is this, and it's amazing to me how many people push back against this. But this perception of the folks who stormed that Capitol building as the everyday Trump supporter is just wrong. These were professional agitators, Boogaloo Boys, the KKK, the Proud Boys, QAnon, yeah, and even Antifa. They're all equipped and ready to rampage. These are veteran radicals, complete with GoPro cameras, firearms, pipe bombs, hammers, zip ties, boldly roaming around the hallowed halls with complete impunity. Couple that with a sheer number of disenfranchised Trump voters, and the result was pandemonium. That's what you had. Five dead bodies later, Trump's presidency essentially ends as it began. Stunned disbelief. Trump's words and actions were irresponsible, but not sinister. His speech wasn't incendiary. It maybe just lacked logic and foresight. Come on, this wasn't a coup d'etat. It was a messy, disorganized disruption in democracy. And by the way, there's no assured way to actually effect a successful coup in the United States. It's part of the brilliance of our founding fathers. Insurrections are only effective in governments with a single source of power, like dictatorships. We don't have that. This wasn't a strategic, organized attack to usurp a peaceful transition of power. It was rambling, violent mayhem. Yet, sadly, the Trump supporters, the good Trump supporters, middle America has been lumped in with these animals. And what is happening now with impeachment and the way that the Trump supporter has been not only marginalized, but criticized over and over again is just going to fester. And the animosity is going to build. There's going to be no come together moment. It's just going to get worse. It's not going to get better. And Biden is not the man for this job. Don't forget, the atrocities committed on January 6th are inexcusable. The criminals who led this revolt should all face the full weight of justice. No unlawful actions that undermine this country's greatest assets of a stable democracy and the rule of law can be tolerated. Ever. No exceptions. All right, I've got to take a quick break. My name is Lee Elsie. If you want to reach me, you can. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. A couple of guests coming up. A couple of fellas from the Heritage Foundation will join us in the next few minutes. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden will call for a $1.9 trillion plan to help Americans weather the economic shock of the coronavirus pandemic and pump more money into testing and vaccine distribution. Biden, set to give a primetime speech Thursday evening, says he will urge Congress to back another round of $1,400 per person direct payments to most households. Regarding another stimulus plan, Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick tells USA Radio News.
We think back to last summer when aspects of the CARES Act began to expire. And, you know, we were just sort of looking over the course of the summer, the fall, and then the winter, that we knew that we needed further economic relief legislation to keep essentially things from crumbling.
Biden set to speak at 7:15 Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, pal, Tommy Vinion joining us once a week, Heritage Foundation, Heritage.org. Tommy, man, I don't even know where to begin, but I guess we got to begin with Wednesday of last week. You're watching it unfold. Talk to me. What were you thinking?
We had talked that morning, remember?
Yeah.
A week ago,
yeah.
Right this minute. And
yeah.
You had said, hey, you know, do you think this has the potential to get violent? And I said, I hope not. But, you know, this crowd is red hot, something like that.
Yeah.
I never imagined we'd be having this conversation a week later. I've heard all of the analysis and commentary on Wednesday, but what I've also heard, you know, part of my job is to stay in touch with members and staff who work in the Capitol every day. And so the past week I've heard dozens of firsthand accounts of what they went through. I got to say, it's not hyperbole, the commentary about it. I mean, it was a terrifying, violent, angry mob. I'm still shocked a week later that it happened. Obviously sad for the people that died, but just mostly shocked and sad, you know?
Yeah. The cradle of freedom, right? I mean, it's crazy.
It is insane. It can't be overstated. The Capitol is one of those places where you go, and I encourage everybody to visit. It's a special place. It has an aura. It has an ambiance. We all know places like this, where you go and you look up or you look around and you think, you know, this is, there's a physical feeling associated with that. It's surreal, out of body, shocking. It makes you angry. But it's also, I mean, it's just weird. You're looking at American flags. You're looking at rioters hitting cops with American flags.
Right.
All this just terrible and horrible symbolism. Everybody must have had just such a strange experience watching it. It's unbelievable.
The people who were the agitators, the first ones through, the folks breaking the windows, the folks breaking down the doors, your assessment of them, alt-right, QAnon, crazy, nutty Trump supporters, Antifa, what were they?
There are people, let's not call them professional, but they have the skill of taking advantage of a protest and turning it violent. They are, agitators is the right word,
right.
But there's a way to do it. There's a process to take an angry crowd and cause them to be violent. And there were people doing that intentionally. I don't think there's evidence that this was a false flag operation. But just like this summer in Kenosha and Portland, there were people there with the intent to stir violence up.
Right.
And there were people in the crowd who became violent because they were stirred up. Now, that doesn't excuse their actions. But it's the same thing that happened this summer happened at the Capitol. There was an angry crowd. It was fomented. And there were professional agitators who led them there. You hear stories like people... You're screaming at the crowd, step through this door to be on the right side of history and stuff
right,
like that.
Right,
they know
right.
what they're doing. They know how to manipulate people. But you know, that doesn't explain how people died. It doesn't explain how a police officer was beaten to death. It doesn't excuse that or explain that. That is the kind of thing that we just have to face, and it's crazy. It's unthinkable.
And so what happens now? I mean, Trump is... probably going to be certainly going to be impeached by the House today. What happens after that?
Yeah, he will be impeached by the House today. There will be Republicans that vote for it. The big question is how many. Liz Cheney has said she will vote for it, and of course she is in the House leadership. She is the number three leader on the Republican side. So that may be a signal that more than a few are going to vote for impeachment. Once he's impeached, the Senate has to take it up at their next available opportunity. They don't have an option to ignore it. Their next available opportunity to receive the impeachment is the 19th. So a trial could start at 1 p.m. on Inauguration Day, which would just be wacky timing.
Right.
And look, senators are being really coy about where they stand on this. They're in wait-and-see mode. But it's entirely possible that there are, more than two handfuls of Republican senators, which is what it takes. I think it would take 18 Republican senators to convict him. Of course, the punchline, what you need to know is that after, if a president or any government official is impeached and then convicted, there can be another vote in the Senate where that person can be barred from running for office for the rest of their life. So that could be a subsequent vote that the president is facing. This is the most extreme outcome. What I'm describing, it's not very likely, but I have to say it because it's possible. And the Democrats chose the most divisive, extreme option possible for dealing with this situation, and I think we should note that as well.
We're talking to Tommy Vinion from the Heritage Foundation. So, Tom, let me ask you this because I've been asking everybody this question. What do you think Trump's goal was in giving that speech? I think I may have even asked you this last week. Some folks think that the goal was just to get people fired up, as he always does, and then they go on their merry way. But it seems like that with 250,000 people, that's unlikely. But then the other side of the coin saying, well, maybe his goal was to stand on the ruins of the Capitol with an American flag waving it as he declares victory. What do you think they were thinking?
I would not assign malice or violent intent to the president, ever. I really don't think that he was aiming for this to happen. We have protests outside the Capitol all the time.
Right.
All the time there are protests outside the Capitol, and all the time politicians get up on that stage or a similar stage and give heated rhetoric. And they want the crowd to be excited. They want the crowd to show their emotion. They want the crowd to yell and scream and so that, that their message is heard. I don't think the president or anybody on that stage meant to have what happened happen. Clearly some people in the crowd did.
Right.
You can decide what level of culpability goes where. But in terms of intent, I don't think the president had any violent intent.
So not sinister, just maybe not very well thought out. You have to think about the unintended consequences of 250,000 people fired up. I mean, don't you? I mean, that's got to be part of the equation.
Yes and no. Absolutely, these are the president's supporters. And he's telling them what he thinks. He is spinning them up. And so he absolutely has to think through what his rhetoric means and where it goes and how the crowd interprets it. That is absolutely something anybody speaking to any crowd of any size has to do.
Right.
And certainly when you're the president and certainly when the crowd is that big and the stakes are that high, you have to think that through. But the point I was trying to make earlier is once a week in Washington, D.C., there is a large and emotional crowd, and they are given heated rhetoric. I don't know what was different about Wednesday. And honestly, I've watched hundreds of them. Something was different about Wednesday, but it's really hard to put your finger on it.
All right, brother. Listen, there's a million other questions I have for you having to do with the police, et cetera. But unfortunately, I'm out of time. I'll have to get to those next week. But thank you as always, man. Stay safe down there. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lee. Talk to you soon.
All right, brother. You got it. Tommy Vinion, Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Follow him on Twitter if you're still allowed to do so before he gets banned or you get banned or I get banned on Twitter. All right, real quick before we get to a break, I want to remind you guys about my very good friend, Rob Nevins. Now, Rob Nevins is a weight loss guru. I'm talking about the best of the best. And, he's my friend, too, on top of all of it. And I know for a fact he has helped literally thousands of people lose tens of thousands of pounds. He's been doing this for a long, long time, and his plan is really easy because essentially what you end up doing is you eat the food that you like, and he figures that out, and he gives you like a, not a formula, but there is a certain pattern to how you eat it, and you do a certain thing this day, and then you don't do it the next day, but you're not starving yourself, you're not miserable all the time, and I haven't met anyone, not one person, not one, that has gotten on his plan that hasn't lost weight. It's really that simple. So you can go online, MySlimNation.com, that's MySlimNation.com, and if you want to talk to him, and you want to kind of feel him out and hear him out, he's full of energy, he's 1,000 miles an hour in a good way, I'm going to give you a cell phone, 203-530-0823. That's 203-530-0823. And again, he's a great guy. His name is Rob, and his website is MySlimNation.com. So if you want to lose weight, this is the guy you lean on to do that because, again, I haven't met not one person that has not lost weight. And because it's not a fad, more often than not, the people that lose weight end up keeping it off. So it's a win-win-win for everybody involved. All right, I do now have to take a break. Don't forget, Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. This, of course, is the great USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered.
Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil. Our immune systems are facing the most stress, perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance offers remarkable products to support our immune systems. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Personally, I love and use their liquid vitamin D complex, trace minerals, natural greens, and probiotics. And the best immune-boosting product I've ever used. Since taking these products, my energy is up dramatically. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. I'm feeling better than I have in years. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. And my fans get 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Help me support a truly patriotic American company that truly cares for your health. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Just say War sent you to get 20% off. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use the promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and we have a whole bunch of friends over at the Heritage Foundation, and we're bringing on yet another one. Appreciate his time. Deputy Director of the Edwin Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies and Senior Legal Fellow Thomas Gipping. And we talked to him a couple of times in the past because I remember saying that he must be an overwhelmingly good tipper. Otherwise, he's screwed when he goes to a restaurant. Thomas, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back.
All right, so we're going to talk today about court packing. Talk to me about the ramifications of getting rid of the filibuster.
Well, let's define it. And, you know, the Senate was designed to be more deliberative than the House. The House, simple majority, the majority party gets whatever they want if they hold their votes together. The Senate, smaller groups of senators have more influence so that they can sometimes keep debate going and maybe come to a different perspective on a bill. They can come up with better legislation, and it's the combination of these two different houses, the House and the Senate, that really constitutes our really unique federal legislature. And the filibuster, you know, that happens when you try to end a debate on a bill, let's say, and you can't do it. 30, 40 senators stick together and say, we want to keep debate going for a while, and that's a filibuster. It's literally the heart and soul of the Senate when it comes to the way that it legislates, and it's been that way for 200 years. Well, if you get rid of the filibuster, then there's no moderation on either side. Then whoever's the majority, 51 votes or 50 votes and the tiebreaker, like we're going to have in the Senate now, they'll get anything they want. That's not the way our system of government was designed. It's not a healthy way to do it. We have a genius design for the legislative branch, and getting rid of the filibuster would destroy it. Unfortunately, some political objectives will require getting rid of the filibuster, and those seem to be more important than literally the integrity of our system of government.
This has been in play, getting rid of the filibuster for, they've been talking about this for the last 10 years, but it hasn't come to pass. Why haven't they pushed forward with this?
Well, you can understand why people would want to get rid of the filibuster. Look, it's the losing side that wants to get rid of the filibuster. They always do. Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives. When you lose, you want to kind of reconfigure the rules so that you can win. I mean, that's the way life works.
Right.
And so the losing side always finds the filibuster annoying. But the winning side finds it useful, you know. Lots of bad legislation has been stopped, liberal or conservative, by the filibuster, or has been made better. And so, you know, it flares up when a certain faction in the Senate, one party or another, doesn't get its way for a while, and they say, we got to get rid of the filibuster. We got to, you know, make it more Democratic. And then when, you know, tempers cool a little bit and they sort of talk among themselves and they say, well, it's kind of cutting off your nose to spite your face. It's we say that now, but boy, we could benefit from it later. And then they realize that it's actually a design for the Senate that's worth keeping.
And that leads us to the next issue at hand, which is packing the Supreme Court. Talk about this. It get a little chill goes up the back of my spine thinking about how destructive that would be. You know, we've been doing it this way for 160-something years. They've had 9 Supreme Court justices. Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg was against packing the court, yet this president-elect, has threatened to do this. So that would essentially mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, so Biden's president, so we'll make it 15. Joe Smith is president in 2024. He's a Republican. Let's make it 21. You know, Tom Jones is president in, you know, 2040. Let's make it 115. I mean, is that where we're going?
Well, just like we defined the filibuster, we got to define court packing. Every president has the authority to fill judicial vacancies whenever they appear on any of the courts, including the Supreme Court. That's not court packing. That's just doing his job. Court packing is actually creating new vacancies by creating new judicial positions so that the president can fill them. And the problem with that is, you know, as it is now, federal judges, they don't have specific terms. They serve, sometimes we say, for life. They decide when they leave their position. And so, you know, a president can fill a vacancy, but he doesn't control when those vacancies occur. That's a little bit of independence. That's a little bit of separation between the judiciary and the president. This would eliminate that. This would put the political branches, the legislative and executive branches, in complete control and be able to lock down the judiciary. And if people know anything about our history, judicial independence is literally in the Declaration of Independence. There's a couple of items on the list of grievances in the Declaration of Independence that have to do with the need for judges to be independent of the rulers, so to speak. That's one of the reasons we even became a country. And it's been the envy of the world. Our judicial system is superior to any judiciary anywhere on the planet, and this is one of the important reasons. So that's what this would do. It'd be like a hostile takeover of the judiciary, where they literally expand the Supreme Court to whatever size they wanted so that their president could immediately fill them. And, you know, we've been around this block before. 1937, Franklin Roosevelt wanted to do it, and he had huge majorities in the Congress. There were 80 Democrats in the Senate in his second term in office. He could have had anything he wanted, but they said, no, there's a principle that's more important than just grabbing, you know, some political apple off the tree right in front of you, and that's judicial independence. So packing the court, as you suggested, Supreme Court's had 9 members since 1869. They decide half the cases that they did 30 years ago. They don't need more judges. The only reason to do that is a hostile takeover of the Supreme Court. We can't let that happen.
We're talking to Thomas Gippin, but Thomas, we gotta go. I just looked at the clock on the wall. I'm completely out of time. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now,